Here is what's going on in the world of sports. Here's what Lee Hamilton thinks on a Tuesday. The Padres open a road trip in Minnesota tonight against the Twins. Right-hander Jesse Hahn, who is 7-2 with a 2.01 ERA, will start for the Friars against Twins 10-game winner right-hander Philip Hughes. Hahn is unbelievable. A year ago tonight, Hahn was pitching in Class A ball in the Florida State League. Now he's the hottest rookie in the National League. Teams are hitting just 182 against Hahn. Padres have won 5 of their last 6. They're 10-6 since the All-Star break. Dodgers get the Angels again tonight. Angels are going to look at Clayton Kershaw, who's 13-2 with a 1.71 ERA. Not a good night for the Blue last night. Halos beat them 5-0. Angels jumped on Zach Greinke for 4 runs in the first inning. Albert Pujols, Mike Trout with RBI doubles early. Josh Hamilton with a home run. The Dodgers, who at one point had a 3.5-game lead and were blowing away from the Giants, have seen that lead now go down to 1.5. Elsewhere in baseball, a good piece of news finally for the New York Yankees. Masahiro Tanaka cleared to throw a bullpen session, threw 25 long tosses in the outfield to test his ailing elbow. It was pain-free. It's been 4 weeks since he had the plasma platelet transfer process. But the Yankees lose another pitcher, David Phelps, maybe headed to the disabled list. He's undergoing examination for elbow pain. Huge setback, Pittsburgh Pirates all-star slugging outfielder Andrew McCutchen, the key to their batting order, on the disabled list, could be gone 4 weeks with an oblique injury. Giants' Matt Cain will have major elbow surgery next Monday. He's gone for the rest of the season. They think he could be back for the start of next April. Dodgers DL pitcher Chris Perez, he's got a sprained ankle. Washington loses outfielder Nate McLouth on the DL with a back injury. And good news in Atlanta, Johnny Venters, coming off back-to-back elbow surgeries, throws 15 pitches in his first bullpen session. He is pain-free. The Denver Post has called for the Colorado Rockies to fire their general manager Dan O'Dowd in the wake of another non-playoff season. Meanwhile, the Cubs have called up another one of their hot young minor league hitters, Javi Baez, hitting .305 at AAA. The guy we're waiting to see them call up is third baseman Chris Bryant, the former USD star. He now has 36 home runs in the minor leagues this season. Texas Rangers have signed free agent Boston Red Sox first baseman Mike Karp. Twins have just signed Atlanta Braves outfielder Jordan Schaefer. And Tony Gwynn Jr. has elected to stay in baseball, has signed to play AAA Lehigh Valley in the Phillies farm system. The Phillies took him off the major league roster just a couple of weeks ago. In football, they're not talking about what's wrong with him, but what we know is he's not practicing. Brandon Flowers missing his 4th straight workout with the San Diego Chargers. Coach Mike McCoy refuses to disclose any reason for the fact that Flowers has been out, won't play this weekend in the preseason game against the Dallas Cowboys. Scary injury in Atlanta. Gabe Kareemi, one of their offensive tackles, carried off the field. At first, they feared a fractured foot. Instead, he's got a badly sprained ankle. His career has been marred by multiple kneecap injuries. Bears lose young wide receiver Marcus Wilson, kid out of Washington State, broken collarbone. Denver loses its top running back Monty Ball for the rest of preseason, emergency appendectomy. Bad week of injuries for the Miami Dolphins. Now they lose backup quarterback Matt Moore with a sprained shoulder. They lose wide receiver Charles Clay with a knee. And Drew Brees remains out of the New Orleans Saints workouts in West Virginia at the Greenbrier. He's got an oblique injury. Teams getting ready for the first preseason game. Guess who's the lead running back for the Oakland Raiders? Maurice Jones-Drew, the former Carolina Panther. He knocks Darren McFadden out of the starting running back job. Everybody's chirping. Let's see Johnny Manziel and what the quarterback can do in the Cleveland Browns camp. He took all the snaps with the first-string offense yesterday. He went just 6-for-17 throwing the football. 49ers release former number one draft pick wide receiver Jonathan Baldwin a bust. He promptly signs with the Detroit Lions. And the Seattle Seahawks have signed veteran free agent offensive lineman Wade Smith. Seahawks have lost a couple of right tackles in camp. The NFL has completed the appeal hearing on the one-year suspension to Cleveland Browns wide receiver Josh Gordon. They're going to issue a decision as to whether the suspension is reduced or whether he goes through. The CFL Montreal Alouettes have just hired Jeff Garcia, former 49er quarterback, as their new offensive coordinator. College football, San Diego State on the field for a second day in a row, padless workouts, but they are down in linebackers because of injuries to Jake Feely, amongst others. UCLA's opened its preseason football camp with their star quarterback Brett Hundley getting ready to begin his third year as the starter, and USC's kicked off its preseason football camp, the Steve Sarkisian era now underway. In basketball, scary story, Vlade Divac, longtime L.A. Lakers center, is in serious condition following emergency stomach surgery in Serbia. He is the president of the Serbian Basketball Federation. And San Diego State's basketball team has been invited to play Utah on ESPN's Tip-Off Marathon Day on a Tuesday, November 18th. The Aztecs will play the Utes at 1 p.m. our time at Viejas Arena. That's 4 o'clock primetime on the East Coast. In hockey, one of the great voices of radio in Canadian hockey has passed away. Bill Stevenson, who spent more than 50 years covering the Maple Leafs and the Toronto Argonauts, has died. Tiger Woods to see a specialist today to determine the severity of his back injury suffered over the weekend at the Firestone Country Club in Akron. They need to determine whether he re-herniated the disc that was repaired by surgery months ago or whether he injured a different part of his back, still having acute back spasms yesterday. And the PGA Tour is taking enormous criticism for refusing to detail the disciplinary action over the positive drug test that led to a 6-month suspension of golfer Dustin Johnson. Allegations he failed another drug test because of cocaine use. It's the second time this season Johnson has come off the tour. That's it. That's what's going on in the world of sports. That's what Lee Hamilton thinks on a Tuesday.